What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news that helps you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are we doing today?
I'm having a good Friday. How are you?
An amazing Friday.
We have bonus positive news stories, four positive news stories, because we can't leave you on the weekend with no positive news. If you like what we're doing here, we would really appreciate it if you like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. We're trying to get to 1,000 reviews so we can get more listeners to spread this positivity. If you give us a 5-star review with a comment, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt.
For free.
Especially if you send us a positive news story. Speaking of that, what do you have for your first positive news story, sir?
Man, I'm going to talk about a man by the name of A.J. Owen. A.J. Owen has two sons. One is 7, one is 9 years old. And with everything that's going on in the government, with all these cutbacks and SNAP being cut off for a lot of people, he wanted to make sure his kids knew what was going on to where they could understand it. So he decided, we're going to go to the store, we're going to buy $150 in groceries, and we're going to set up a food drive in our yard, so if our neighbors need anything, they can come grab something. He does this again because he's trying to teach his boys what's going on in the world. He gets on TikTok, posts it on TikTok. His son asked, the younger one asked, what if nobody shows up? And he was heard telling his son, if we can just help one person, then we did our job, son. Of course, people saw this. Just like you smiled, JP, everybody else smiled, man. People were really happy about it, and people were sending in cash. AJ was super shocked to see everybody's response because that wasn't the point of what he was doing. But he was definitely happy the fact that people were just being supportive through social media. It got even better, though. As days went on, people are dropping off groceries. People are dropping off random things of money, cards of money. There was one day he actually went to his mailbox and there was an envelope and it was pretty thick and he saw somebody left some gift cards. He opened it up and it was thousands of dollars in cash. All it said was that, may God prosper your food drive. He was beyond shocked. He kept it going and he kept posting his updates on his TikTok to let the community know what was going on. And it got so cool to the point of where a football player from his favorite football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, he actually showed up. The defensive end, his name is Yaya Black. He actually just dropped off some supplies and talked to the family for a little bit, which they were obviously excited being Pittsburgh Steelers fans. The whole point of him doing this was to teach his kids a lesson. There was something JP and I talked about a long time ago. We talked about us not going to church, and we talked about we can do things outside of church. And he was like, Tim, one day you should show your kids. You take them on a Sunday instead of going to church like you don't do. Go ahead and do something, volunteer in the community. You talked about this a long time ago.
I have no idea where you're going with this story.
Sorry. What I'm saying is you brought this up to me to remind me of what this guy did here. He's showing his kids how to be a good person. And by him doing so, he inspired not just his community, but people all over the world that were sending in money and positive thoughts, man. I thought this story was really awesome. That started off with a simple thought and it ended really big.
Do you have the TikTok handle?
I do. I have it on a link on my page, so we can definitely share that on the Facebook page. I can actually share a couple of his videos.
Nice, Tim. So this is going to be a classic episode because it seems like we have some nice positive news stories. I'm not a big award show person. But I think we should do different award shows because Dr. Jamal Etab, he just won the Aurora Prize for Awakening Humanity, $1 million prize, USD. And he's an orthopedic surgeon in Sudan. And he's been announced the winner because of his extraordinary courage and dedication. He serves in a hospital near a city in the middle of Sudan's civil war. He treats patients in extremely difficult conditions, lack of medicines, clean water, electricity, minimal supplies, while the hospital and staff is facing their own life and death situations. But he refuses to leave. He emphasizes and says, you know, what keeps me going is seeing healing, even small improvements in the wounded. He said it gives him strength, the internal strength to continue working. He takes all this money, of course he donates it back to the hospital, and he says he just wants the world to understand the scale of suffering that's going on in Sudan. And he says, with his work, hope is not something we wait for in life, it's something we build with our own hands. And that's what he does every single day. It's a pretty good quote there, Tim, don't you think?
Quotes by him.
So I just want to give him a shout out here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
There's some like really great people in the world. I wish more people were talking about them. Till then, we'll keep killing it.
Leave us a 5-star review so we can keep sharing.
Tú sabes.
Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I like to talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Why? Because my family group that has been real quiet lately. I'm the only Thunder fan in my family. They're all Laker fans, or I think somebody's like a, I don't know, it doesn't even matter. They're not as good as the Lake or the Thunder right now, so we're winning real like we need to be winning. Anytime I send a text message, it stays really silent in my group thread for my brothers, and I love it because we just won that championship and they didn't say congratulations, but I sure did talk noise for about 3 days. So yeah, shout out to the Thunder for starting off this season great. I'm excited to see what this season upholds.
I'm grateful for the basics again. I'm grateful for socks. Socks are great. Socks are wonderful. I'm serious.
I believe you.
I'm so serious. I'm not a big, I kind of have a lot of the physical things I need. Of course, if like the car dies, then it's damn. But there's just nothing better than fresh socks. And I almost ran it. I always do double socks because I'm weird. So I always do the white socks underneath and then the black crew cuts. And I'm running out of the white ones.
Dog, you've been wearing two socks with these Tims this whole time?
You didn't know that?
No, I had no clue. No wonder you're comfortable. I was like, how does his feet do it? Because my feet hurt when I wear tennis shoes all the time.
Yeah, I've been doing double socks since at least 14. Because you remember I was really short, but my feet were the same size they were now. I remember 7th grade, I was wearing like 8s. And then like my freshman year in high school, I was wearing like 10s. And I was 5 foot tall. And now I have the same size feet. And I'm a foot taller.
What were you 5 foot tall?
Freshman year in high school.
Okay, let's say 7th grade. No, you.
So I've been wearing double socks ever since. It's the one good idea Pendarvis put in my head. And I just know that's an internal joke for you to laugh. So I need you to hold it together and say your next positive news story.
Let's get it. TikToker Nikaylee Monroe, she actually began this experiment to highlight genuine compassion in action. So what she decided to do was, I'm going to call churches all across the country and I'm going to let them know that I need some help. I wasn't a fan when I first started reading this. I was like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't really like people baiting people into being positive. But as I read, I was like, hey, this is actually something I should share. So she decided to call this church. And when she called this church, she said, hey, I'm a mother. I'm seeking some formula. I have a 2-month-old. My SNAP benefits were paused. And she just kept calling and calling different churches. She called one specific church and this pastor answered. Hope Church of God, Pastor Johnny Dunbar answered. His immediate kindness touched her like no other. He said, hello, how much do you need? What exactly do you need? I'm a grandfather. What is the brand of what you need? I can go get it for you if you need it right now. She immediately was like, I have to tell you the truth. That is not what I need you for. I'm actually doing an experiment. And he said, oh, I really thought you were in need. No worries at all. She said, no, I just want to let you know you're an amazing person. They hang up. She edits her video. She puts it on TikTok. Now, before she posted this video, the church is Google reviews, 14 of them in total. That's how many Google reviews they had for this church. After she posted this video, over 500 5-star reviews. The church is packed. People are talking about it in the community. People are donating money to the church, not only to the pastor, but to the church itself to do more community events. This is one of those stories that this random experiment changed a whole community for the better. And I think this is wonderful because we need leaders like Pastor Johnny Dunbar out here in our communities, the ones that are willing to do whatever they need to do, like they're supposed to do. And I think this was a wonderful, positive news story for today.
TikTok with Tim.
Hey, dang, let's start the page.
No, that's all you, buddy. I'm not doing a TikTok.
Yeah, me either. It's too much.
So I'm always made fun of because I haven't seen any movies.
Indeed.
But I have seen Forrest Gump.
Hey, Jenny.
Lieutenant Diane. So my positive news story is about Lieutenant Diane.
Let's get it.
Apparently his real name is Gary Cincy, and he donated $1 million to transform a Nashville church into a haven for healing veterans.
Hey.
This comes from WCTI12.com. He donated to a nonprofit called Creative Vets to transform an abandoned church in Nashville into a 24-hour art center for veterans. Creative Vets was founded by a Marine veteran and Purple Heart recipient named Richard Casper, And what he realized was most vets dealing with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, they don't have very many creative outlets like music, painting, theater, sculpture.
Things that a lot of people say is medicine.
And they make sure to work 24 hours because when the veterans, like when their help is closed, when it's past 9 to 5, they have nowhere to go. So he wanted an off hour place. When traditional support systems were closed, I was open 24/7. He wanted a non-destructive creative space. Gary Sensi saw that, was like, okay, how much money do you need? And they were like, we need a lot. He was like, okay, I understand I'm famous for my movie role. I'm going to donate this $1 million and then I'll come talk to you all. Tell everyone, like, do interviews. This company, this nonprofit has been going hard since 2013. They need as much help as they can. They just got this church. We need all the donations we can get. Of course, the second it gets a celebrity, more donations automatically.
Especially Gary Sensi, man. He's been doing his work for veterans for a very long time.
Sensi, not Sensi, I've been saying.
Actually, 100%. I'm going to say Gary. But so the thing is, the only reason why I know about this, I worked at Golden Corral, for 10 years or something, remember? And that being said, every year we did a fundraiser for Camp Corral. And Camp Corral, he was actually one of the sponsors, the celebrity.
What's
for
Camp Corral?
It's actually a camp for disabled veterans' children. So if you have a parent that's a disabled veteran or they have fallen in war, this camp pays for these kids to go to camp every single year. That organization that he ran, actually. He's been doing it for years, man. I always see random commercials with him or him joining something. I actually saw this article and thought it was cool. The fact that he's been involved with veterans so much for this long, what do you call a professional whenever you've done it for 10 years? An expert? He's an expert. I'm so tired.
So, yeah. Shout out to Creative Vets. Shout out to Gary. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
And we have our positive news stories done for the day. But since it is Friday, Tim gets to let loose and do the parent corner.
Man, so whenever I left to California, I gave the kids the warning. My son was cool with it. He didn't care at all until we got to the airport when they dropped me off. I looked back at them. My daughter's bawling. I'm going to miss you. I was like, Layla, I will be back tomorrow. I look over at my son. My son saw her crying, and then he started crying, and I was like, ah. And I had to give him a hug and all that good stuff. I leave. I, of course, come back the next day at night. And I see them, and my daughter's crying of happiness. And my son was like, Dad, you were on the airplane? Were you flying? Were you a pterodactyl? I'm like, man, what is going on? He was talking so much. I'm like, how come he's speaking more? I was only gone for a day. And then the funny part, though, when I got to the house, what I really wanted to talk about on here, Edna was like looking for her phone. She was like, where's my phone? I'm like, I can't find it. So she beeped it from her watch, and it starts binging. And we listen, and it's like coming from Leandro's little mermaid thing that he's inside of, right? And then Edna was like, Leandro, did you steal my phone? Immediately. No, mommy. She presses it again. Goes off again, of course. She's, don't lie to your mom. And he's, huh? And then she goes in there, gets it. And then she said, see, I said don't lie to me. I'm sorry, mommy, for taking your phone. Then he grabs it again. Snatched it so quick and dug into his thing. It was the funniest thing. First, I didn't know he could say all those words together. I didn't even know he could apologize for something like specific like that. And then to see him snatch it and go back in, I was like, man, this kid is bad. I loved every second of it, though. So shout out to the kiddos.
Maybe that's, you're spoiling him so he doesn't need to talk.
Nah, if you did that to me, yeah, nah. I can't say that on the podcast.
Words with the positive truth.
Tú sabes.
You have a quote before we get out of here?
It's not the length of life, but the depth of life. Quotes by Tim.
I thought it was this quote.
Yeah, but I was reading over here. Yeah. Gotcha. Got to play mind games with I can't even speak English. You got to play mind games with you, Debo.
The mind is everything which you think you become.
Bars by JP.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.